Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download the Odyssey app, look for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. You got us. You can also catch us anywhere you get favorite podcasts. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show or ask your smart speaker to play WILK News Radio and you'll hear us live. How's everyone doing on this Tuesday, October 7th, 2025? 76 degrees, beautiful supermoon last night. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I got home. I spent some time looking at it. Then it was kind of interrupted where the missus came home and thankfully okay, but struck a deer struck her, ran out into the road and slammed into the front corner of the car, causing quite a bit of damage. But again, she's okay, and that's the most important thing. And it's frustrating because, you know, these things are frustrating, but they do happen. But then this morning I'm reading a story on NBC 10 in Philadelphia, where in Montgomery County, a young woman hit a deer on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and lost her life. Victim was driving a Ford Mustang on the eastbound lanes of I-276 in Lower Moreland Township around 7 p.m. last night. When they struck a deer, state police said, the impact caused the roof of the Ford Mustang to be sheared off, according to state police. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials have not revealed the victim's identity. And that kind of puts things in perspective. I wasn't angry at my wife last night. I was angry at the situation. But I was thankful that she was okay. And then you're just dealing with damage. And that's where the anger sets in, or the inconvenience. I should put it that. Not really angry. But the inconvenience of, we have to deal with this now. And thankfully the car is drivable for the most part. It took me a little bit to get the door open, the driver's door, as it pushed the entire quarter panel backwards, and the bumper and the hood and everything to deal with that side is pretty. I posted a picture on Facebook so you could see it there. But it puts it in perspective this morning, seeing that someone did lose their life. And a lot of people do lose their lives in vehicle versus deer accidents here, especially this time of year. So I used it as an opportunity, just as an advisory for people to slow down. It's that time of year. What was frustrating is I did have this conversation telling all my family members, because there's areas near our house where there's increased deer activity. They are prevalent in these areas. They run back and forth constantly. And, you know, I said it more than once to be careful around that area. And to the point where I was scolded for saying it too much because, you know, they're not children. And then this happens. So, these things could happen anywhere. I've had a deer run into me on my own road a couple of years back. Same kind of situation. But just be advised. It is that time of year. The bucks, the rut is on. The bucks are maybe the early rut, but it's still chasing. I've seen it on my property. I've seen it on the roads near my house. And when they're chasing and running, they don't care where they're look. They're not looking for crossing traffic. So just be careful. It is that time of year. The hunters are in the woods. So they're moving deer, and the bucks are starting to chase. They're moving deer. So be advised that you know, they come out of anywhere, and if you see a deer run across the road, slow down because there is most likely more behind it. And if there's not, good for you. You slowed down. You were cautious. Thankfully, she did not, you know, swerve out of the way or have time to swerve out of the way. You know, she turned the wheel a little bit, but again, the talks I've had with all my kids is, you know, more people are injured avoiding a deer and hitting something more stationary than they are just hitting the deer. You know, we could deal with whatever the damage is, and that's what happened here. Thankfully, the deer, you know, was stunned a little bit, but by the time we got down there to check on it, it was already up and gone. So hopefully the deer's fine, that the car's not. Already called insurance, already called the collision place to deal with it. And, you know, life goes on, but we use it as a live and learn moment. And, you know, more so of it as an advisory to just let everyone know, especially in this area. I mean, we're no stranger to deer running around and across the roads before us or around us. Just be advised. They are on the move. It's that time of year. We did have the super moon last night, which was unbelievable. I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning again, just aggravated and not really sleeping well. And I looked out the window and you could see clear as day outside. It was like an early morning where the sun was just coming up. That's how bright the moon was. You could really make every detail out in my backyard, which is normally pitch black. So it was something to see for the few minutes I looked at it and then tried to get back to bed. But then before we went to bed last night, you know, that moon was definitely out and bright. Took some pictures. The iPhone really doesn't do it justice, but I did see some pictures out there. And this is one of three supermoons that I think we're due this year. So make sure you catch the next one if you didn't catch today's. We were talking with Paul Michaels, and he said he was seeing it in this morning from Dunmore, and it just looked outstanding. And then the story of from NBC Philadelphia, where this young lady loses her life from hitting a deer, and it puts it all in perspective. You know, life and safety is paramount and most important, which is why I use the opportunity more so as an advisory to say, hey, just be careful out there. You know, for my own kids and everyone else that pays attention. You know, I do have a few thousand people that follow me, and if it resonated with one or two and they do slow down in those areas, you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing indeed. But we shall go on, right? It's just property damage, and you know, although it sucks, you know, it'll all be okay. So on with what's happening here. Lackawanna County Commissioners had their financial position meeting with their advisor this week, and they're confident there won't be a 2026 county tax hike. Well, that's good, because last year we had a 33% tax hike. And that sucked. So let's be honest. No one appreciates that. And I'm surprised, not that there's much you could do about it, but I'm surprised it was taken as lightly and as easily as it was. But they did go through our finances. And it appears, based on this story in the Times Tribune anyway, that there seems to be maybe some bipartisan effort going into the budget to avoid any tax hike in 2026, and that's a good thing. It said the shrinkage projected for the 2026 deficit went from about almost $30 million to about $5.4 million, said the county's financial consultant on Monday. The $5.4 million updated deficit projection for 2026 is substantially smaller than the original baseline projection. And listen, the deficit that was carried over was from the county commissioners before this. Jerry Notariani and Debbie Dominick are responsible for that huge multi-million dollar deficit. And, you know, they walked off into the sunset, and by large, it was dumped on Gaughan, McGloin, and Chris Chermak, who try to spread the blame more so. That's Gaughan and McGloin. Rather than say, hey, our predecessors, this group before us, really screwed the pooch. And they did. It's as simple as that. But bringing it down from a 29.9 million deficit to a 5.4 is good, but it is, based on the information that was given, scheduled to increase as we move forward. Beyond the projected $5.4 million 2026 deficit, commissioners hope to eliminate without a tax hike. That's going to be a tough task. Future deficit projections from PFM, that's the financial advisors that the county has hired, shared a considerably lower now that they were original than they were originally. The original baseline projections for 2027, for example, was $34.5 million. Well, now they're projecting that the deficit is going to be $10.8 million. Still a lot better than $35.4 million, but double what it is in 2026 projection of $5.4 million. The deficit for 2028 and 2029 is scheduled to be $16.7 million and $22.4 million. So it continues to bubble. So what are we going to do as a county, Lackawanna County? The costs need to be cut, or major revenue needs to be brought in. It's one or the other. And I don't see either of those being done. Yes, a 33.3% tax increase helped cut the projected budget for this year in 2026 down. But look at that increase moving forward. Even with everything they've done, even with the 33.3% increase, the supposed hiring freezes, and we need to downsize government in a major way in Lackawanna County. Because you're looking at a $5.4 million deficit for 2026. You're looking for a $10.8 million deficit in 2027. You're looking at a $16.7 million deficit in 2028. And a $22.4 million deficit in 2029. This is unsustainable. So unless there is a major revamp of the way government operates in Lackawanna County, we are in for a rocky future, to where future tax increases will be the norm rather than the exception. And these projections will continue to be updated as the county implements reforms and works further to mitigate future structural shortfalls. This isn't future structural shortfalls. This is every year the deficit goes up by over $5 million every year. And in 2029, it goes up $8 million, $9 million, $8 million. That's unsustainable moving forward. Every year, you cannot run a deficit of $5, $10, $15, $22 million. And that's what our future, as per the financial advisor, looks at. Now, they also shared Monday a pair of cash position projections. One shows the county ending 2025 with $3.6 million general fund cash balance, and the other showing a $2.6 million year-end cash deficit. Uncertainty stemming from the ongoing state budget impasse accounts for the difference. So either we're going to end up with $3.6 million balance or a deficit of $2.6 million, which it doesn't really clarify, is that on top of the $5.4 million deficit? These are how these problems can continue to get crazy here. And it just goes to show how the lack of a state budget is affecting us here on the county level as well. But things may have improved, but they are still pretty bleak in Lackawanna County. And unless serious structural changes and reductions in government are made, this is going to be the future of Lackawanna County. Deficits that are doubling in nature, from $5.4 million to $10 million to $16 million to $22 million. Those are the next 4 years. Deficits. So county government truly has its work to be made out for it, and the status quo needs to be reevaluated because it's unsustainable in Lackawanna County, as per their own financial advisor. And anyone telling you any different, anyone saying, well, we're looking to massage the numbers and do this and do that. No. Major structural reductions need to be done in Lackawanna County. What they entail and what they are, or a massive influx of cash. Both of which are not easy to do. So we'll keep an eye on that as we move forward. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Texter brought up a good point and says, I thought it was illegal to raise taxes the year of a new assessment that's in place comes into play. That's one of the reasons of the 33% tax increase last year. I do remember hearing that. I don't know the technicalities behind that, but I do remember that being said, that they cannot raise the taxes in a reassessment year, and the reassessment has to be revenue neutral. So it's interesting that if they made the meeting sound like, well, they were doing good steward work and weren't going to raise the taxes, but by law aren't able to raise the taxes. So that's a great catch there by one of the texters that listened to the show, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Let's move over to Luzerne County now, because they're in the same boat, and they might be looking at a tax increase. Luzerne County Administration will present a proposed 2026 budget to council next week. If there's a recommended tax increase, it would be modest, County Manager Romilda Crocomo said on Monday. Crocomo, who started work as the county overseer in May of 2023, had submitted no tax hike budgets for 2024 and 2025. She described the 2026 budget drafting process as difficult, largely due to rising costs in the court and correctional services branch. Listen, I managed communities for over 17 years, actually 18 years in two different states, almost three different states. But it's not good practice, and I understand a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this. It's not good practice to not increase taxes unless there's another means, like an influx of revenue from somewhere to where you can offset it. But like the statement from the county manager says here, there are rising costs in pretty much everything. So a modest budget increase of anywhere from 1% to 3% is the accepted norm. Is just that. It is normal. It is good business. You are keeping up with inflation. You are keeping up. Listen, you have to give your employees raises. Things cost more. Fuel costs more. Vehicles cost more. Infrastructure costs more. Things cost raise prices. So, yes, you always want to be the good person. And you know who really suffered from this back in the day and now not so much, but still some places are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
School boards, our school districts. School directors wanted to be the one to say, I was on the school board for 6 or 7 years and we didn't raise taxes once. Yeah, and then you had to hammer your taxpayers with a 12% increase or a 5% increase or 3 years of 6% increase because you were behind. You had your school district, you had your people do without, and then you had to play catch up. But by then you were moved on to something else, maybe city council or maybe town council or state office or whatever you went to do. And you could just point back and say, look, when I was did there, we didn't raise taxes at all. I could do that for you now. That is bad government. You need to keep up with inflation. You need to keep up with the cost of living. And if that includes a 1-3% tax increase on a normal basis, that's what you need to do. But this going years without any tax increase, unless you have an influx of revenue from somewhere that you can point to and say, hey, because of this, we can do without a tax increase for you this year because we are going to set that extra revenue aside to cover any increase in cost. But yes, you can always tell your departments to do less. Yes, you can always tell your employees to do less. You can always put off preventative maintenance. You could always put off capital reserve payments that you should be setting aside for 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the future purchases like roofs and sidings and vehicles and computer systems and everything else. But that's not good government. That's not proper government. And in order to be a proper manager of government, you need to manage properly the finances. And that includes increases in cost, increases in inflation and such like that. So be wary of anyone who says, well, we didn't raise any taxes. We didn't do anything for a few years because they are offsetting the pain for you. All they're doing is preventing it to later. And on a double-edged sword, if you could do that for 2 or 3, 4 years and not increase taxes by preventing stuff and not doing stuff, well, why aren't you doing that normally to save money? That's the big question that gets asked then. So be wary of that. Any raises from 1 to 3% in budget, modest increases, is good government, especially if you want to keep up and keep moving in the proper direction. So we'll see what's provided in Luzerne County. And it looks like it wouldn't be a major, like the county manager said. It is a modest increase that would be planned, if any. So we'll see what that is. But Luzerne County, keep your eyes open as well. It is 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Somebody said, Rob, this area is heavy in elderly fixed income and cannot afford large tax increases. Well, 1 to 3% is not a large tax increase. It's cost of living. 33.3% is. So, and costs go up. And those costs go up for government, too. And it needs to be run properly or reduced. Listen, I'm not shy saying that our government needs to be reduced on many levels. The this program here, because there has been an increase of West Nile testing in our area from our mosquitoes. The county is offering a tire recycling opportunity this month. Lackawanna County, its Environmental Sustainability Office and the West Nile Virus Control Program will sponsor several tire recycling events later this month where residents can dispose of old or unwanted tires for a modest fee. Collections will take place at sites in Roaring Brook Township, Mayfield, Dixon City, Carbondale, Blakely, and Scranton. With the first collection events slated for October 15th, county residents dropping off tires will owe a cash-only fee of $3 per clean tire, $5 per dirty tire, and $10 each for tires with rims. Clean tires are those that are free from foreign objects and significant dirt or mud in the treads and grooves. My advice would be just to hose it off at home before you bring it. The events provided residents with opportunity to rid themselves of hard-to-dispose-of tires that can collect water, become breeding grounds for mosquitoes that can transmit West Nile viruses and other diseases. The October 15 collections are scheduled at the Mayfield Borough Department of Public Works, a site on May Street from 3 to 6, Roaringbrook Township Maintenance Complex, 220 Elmhurst Boulevard from 4 to 6. Collections will continue on October 17th at the Dixon City Municipal Building from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Carbondale on 15 Enterprise Drive from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Subsequent collections are planned for October 18th, October 22nd, and October 24th. The events will take place at Blakely Borough Building on October 18th. Drop-off sites are open to all county residents. Oversized tires will not be accepted. So no truck tires, just vehicle tires, no oversized tires. But this is a good thing because they are breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And if you don't tend to it properly, you can have more. One of the things I did while looking at the supermoon the other day, there was a ton of bats out, which is good to see because they are taking care of those little suckers, those mosquitoes. So it was good to see, and large bats too, not the small ones that we usually see. These were pretty big. So hopefully there's a healthy bat population up by me anyway, and hopefully the rest of the county, because they do help us in a big part. But here's something that I've been – and listen, I understand the purpose of the Lackawanna County Environmental Sustainability Office, and I understand that 80% of its budget is reimbursed from the state. But that's 20% that the county taxpayer is paying. And a lot of the services that they do are redundant. Now, services like this are a good service, so it's that balancing act. But as we move forward with a $5.5 million deficit next year, a $10 million deficit the year after that, a $16 million deficit the year after that, and a $22 million deficit the year after that, departments like the Lackawanna County Environmental Sustainability Office, even though 80% is refunded by the state, I get that. But you know what? 80% of that health department that was dismantled was also going to be reimbursed by the state. It just cost too much. So I would like to see breakdowns of exactly what each of these departments cost and what it cost the county after state reimbursement in true dollar form. And then decisions need to be made. Yes, this is a good luxury service for a county that can afford it. Can Lackawanna County afford this moving forward? I'm not saying it's not a good service. I'm not saying the people that work there aren't great employees. I'm just saying in times when you're doing well financially, this is a great department to have. This is a great office to have. And the fact that 80% is reimbursed by the state is a good thing. But still, the taxpayer of Lackawanna County is picking up 20%. What is that 20%? Let's start looking at that 20% across the board for all these offices and departments that in somewhat are redundant services that the state does provide. And in times where we're doing good financially, hey, get this office up and running again. Get it set up. You already know how to run it because it's already been run. But in times in financial distress, which Lackawanna County is in, make no mistake, maybe it's time to do without some of the luxuries of offices and departments like this. And this is just the one that came up in this story. There are many more. And like I said, this department does great work. Here's one program that I think is very beneficial for the county and the health of the county. So it kind of hits environmental and health. But also other departments that need to be looked at. So, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins 2025-2026 season gets underway this Saturday night when it hosts the Hartford Wolfpack at 6:05 p.m. Come on out to Mohegan Sun Arena starting at 3 p.m. for the pregame march of the Penguins celebration. They'll have face painters, character artists, games, giveaways, and more. Plus, you'll be able to greet the team as they enter the arena on the gold carpet outside of the East Gate. Tickets are available online at WBSPenguins.com. Well, it's the 7th day of the government shutdown here, and I did see the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, on some of the shows today talking about stressing the stress on air traffic controllers. Now, there was a sick out in a California Airtraffic Airport, which caused some issues, and they were able to put most of the traffic down on San Diego Air Traffic Control, or San Diego Control, as they call it. But it appears that there seems to be some organized efforts by entities like air traffic controllers, and they are afraid that this is going to get worse or more so hit more populated areas. This was, as they called it this morning, a shot across the bow. But Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said yesterday that the government shutdown is putting more stress on air traffic controllers who already have an extremely stressful job, as a threatening a program that small communities rely on to help subsidize airline service. Controllers are expected to continue working without a paycheck, Duffy said, so they're now worried about how to pay those bills, and in addition to worrying about keeping flights safe. Now, from what I'm told, the first government employees that won't receive a check will be this Friday, and our active duty military, our military, will be October 15th because they get paid twice a month. So October 15th will be the day. Now, there are bills pending to see that our active duty military get paid. Where that goes, if that could be done through an executive decision or how that's managed moving forward. But again, the longest government shutdown in the past 50 years has been 35 days. So does it last that long? Unknown. It seems to be already some discussion and some talk on things. But it's interesting how, you know, I'll post stuff on my social media and the goalpost keeps moving. They'll start off with, like today, I posted a story from Newsweek that said 14 states plus the District of Columbia, so 14 states and Washington, D.C., provide health care for illegal immigrants. And somebody will say, well, you see, that's not federal dollars. It's illegal to get federal Medicaid dollars from for insurance for illegals. Well, that's what the law says, and that's why it's filtered through state programs, but those state programs are reimbursed from federal Medicaid dollars. And it says so right in the article, and I put it there, and one of the arguments that Democrats are shutting the government down for is the big, beautiful bill that passed is reducing the refunds that those states, 14 states, and the District of Columbia get from Medicaid federal dollars from 90% to 80%. So yes, the state will have to pick up more costs. And if the state chooses to move those costs to the insured people, including non-citizens and citizens alike, well, that's on them. You know how you save that money? You don't provide health insurance for illegal immigrants, and you help the residents, the legal residents of your states, which these programs were meant for. So then the goalpost moves even more. So they'll say it's illegal for Medicaid dollars to go pay for insurance for illegals. Well, those are state programs. It's not federal dollars. Okay, well, they're reimbursed by federal dollars. Well, okay, but those illegal immigrants pay sales tax when they purchase things, so they are paying taxes. And then they'll move it even further and say, well, it's not health insurance. They're just getting free health care when they show up for things. Okay. See how the goalpost moves? It's 3:50. Time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. If you weren't with us yesterday, Rush announced a tour in 2026 yesterday. They will be doing 13 shows, maybe some more added in some major cities around the world, both Canada, Mexico City, New York, Chicago, L.A. So it's a must-see in my staples. So if you're a Rush fan, look forward to it. So I guess Jake's got his headphones on. I guess Penn State's head coach, James Franklin, is listening to the room, because after his post-game interviews, to where he kind of put blame on everything else but himself, on Monday he seemed to be changing his tune to where he's accepting responsibility and basically said outright, ultimately, I'm responsible. So I guess he is listening to the room, Jake. He sees the writing on the wall.
Yeah, he definitely does see the writing on the wall. Like the old saying goes, actions speak louder than words. And like you were saying on Saturday, it just seemed like it was everyone's fault but himself. And I think that's one of the biggest things is, I guess this is the $56 million question, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, and you'd have to wonder, is this an epiphany on his own, or did someone like the athletic director or the big boosters come to him and say, hey, you know, you need to own up here?
I think it's the latter of the two.
Unfortunately, I do too, and that's a shame. You know, he did say his quote is, "Ultimately, I'm responsible," Franklin said during his weekly press conference. "I hired the staff. We recruited the players. I'm ultimately responsible for all of it. I'm there to support the guys. I'm there to challenge them. I totally take responsibility for it." It sounds like he was spoken to.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, we both don't know James Franklin personally, but like some of the vibes that he's given me over the years, he comes off as kind of condescending, kind of frosty, little corny, I guess you could say as well. The 1-0 tweets every Sunday night after every single game, like the one, 24 hours after losing to UCLA, "We need to turn our attention to Northwestern. Northwestern. Like that got old a long, long time ago. And like you were saying, Rob, I think that he's definitely feeling the heat. I think that people have sort of caught on to that shtick that he's had for a long time. Because, again, they were ranked second in the country going into this season. And, again, like I talked about, I felt like that was definitely a little bit of a reach, if you ask me. Because I think it was an article in Penn Live during the summertime how he was saying that he felt that this was going to be the most complete team that he's ever had in his tenure at Penn State. And
he said that multiple times, even after the season started.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing, like when you're beating up on Villanova and FIU, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. The Oregon, I was going to say, I expected them to lose to Oregon, but I definitely didn't expect things to sort of spiral and transpire like they have over the past week or so, because, again, this was winless UCLA. An interim head coach 48 hours before the game.
Yeah.
I mean, guy had never even worn a headset before. And I think it's definitely an example of what happens when you're overconfident.
Yeah. He was asked what specific things he could do better as the head of the operation, his answer was all of it. It's how we game plan. It's how we practice. It's how we develop. It's holding everybody in the building accountable. It's all of it. Listen, I think he's a great team builder. I think James Franklin knows how to put a team together. I don't know, because look at his record. It shows it when he plays top 10 teams. I don't know if he knows how to manage the field. And, I think his skill set would be better at developing and building teams rather than being the head coach. Maybe he should look to give some of that duties to some of his people that he should trust, his offensive coordinator, his defense coordinator. But it appears that he has a hard time when he's playing top talent in questionable judgment calls and after it, pointing fingers at everybody immediately after just goes to show that, and taking 48 hours to say, hey, I'm ultimately the head coach, it's my responsibility, which may or may have been someone saying, hey, you need to own up here.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much damage control if you ask me, because again, when I think of great leaders, when I think of great coaches, I mean, usually when you have a tough loss like that, and especially an unexpected loss like that against, again, a winless UCLA team that gained 435 total yards. I mean, that's the one thing that people have talked about over the past couple of years, especially when it comes to Penn State, has been defense. Defense has definitely been one of their strong suits, to give up 435 yards and 269 on the ground. It's, obviously that's a reflection on the head coach. That's a reflection on the lack of preparation. And again, I mean, no one, when it comes to head coaches, nobody could ever hold a candle as far as what Joe Paterno did there. And I talked to a good friend of mine earlier today, Jason Boone, and he's a Penn State fan. He said, you just don't feel the urgency during the James Franklin era, as far as the players go and as far as effort go, compared to when Joe was there.
Yeah, and even towards the end of this interview, he shifted blame. He said, myself and Andy, the offensive coordinator, share the responsibility. We have not been productive enough. So in the end of the interview, he kind of pushed it away from himself again.
Yeah.
And we'll have to leave it there. It's 4 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.